Greatest Name in Cereals presents...
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, One Wrong Bullet. You know, the Kellogg folks up in Battle Creek picked a mighty good name when they called their golden rice puffs Rice Krispies. Yes, sir, they sure are crisp. Why, as soon as you pour on milk or cream, Rice Krispies break into their little song, Snap, Crackle, Pop, to tell you how crisp and good-tasting they are. Say, why not sit down to a big bowl of Rice Krispies tomorrow morning? Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles never knew when or where the dangers of the Old West might strike. Certainly they had no warning of the dramatic chain of events set off by one wrong bullet.
This has been a nice trip, Bill. No shooting, no hurrying, no trouble. We're still getting paid for it.
Well, we have to get lucky once in a while, Jingles.
All we have to do is pick up some papers and take them back to Santa Fe. You know, I feel like a mailman instead of a deputy marshal.
Maybe the boss thought we needed a vacation, so he gave us an easy job for a change.
Bill, as long as we ain't in no hurry, can't we stop down here by the river and have ourselves a little swim? Awful hot and dusty on the trail.
I don't see why not. Might do us a lot of good. Get over there, Buckshot.
Yeah, get around, Joker. You and Buckshot can get a drink and a rest.
There's a nice deep pool there, Jingles, right by that grove of cottonwoods.
Yeah, that's real pretty. In fact, it looks so cool and shady, I might just stay right here and let you pick me up on your way back.
Oh, Buckshot, easy, boy.
Oh, Joker.
Let's unsaddle the horses, Jingles, and we can have lunch here after a swim.
Yeah, every once in a while, Bill Hickok, you get a real good idea. I like that one.
You sure got a happy grin on your face, buddy.
Why not? I feel good. You know, we get so darn busy dodging bullets and chasing owl hoots, we sort of forget what a beautiful country we got out here in the West.
It's mighty big country, and it's sort of rough and raw, but it's real pretty.
Yeah. Sometimes when you see a sunset painting 100 miles of sky, or turn your horse out across 1,000,000 acres of desert wildflowers on a spring morning, you know, you feel awful lucky. Oh, I'm talking silly, Bill.
No, you're not, bud. You're just saying what a lot of Westerners feel. All right, how about that swim?
Yes, sir, Reed Bobson. Now, you just wait till I peel off these buckskins.
I wonder how cold it's going to be.
Yeah, I'll let you know in a minute. I'm going to take me a long run and jump and get wet all at one time.
All right, let's go.
Here I go. More than 20 feet down a well. Wow,
wow, wow. That's good for you. Give you plenty of pep.
I'm going to need plenty of pep just to get my shivering done, Bill.
Oh, come on. Swim out to the middle and back. Warm you up.
All right. Might as well have some fun now that I'm in it.
You swim pretty good, partner.
I should. I'm built just like a Mississippi steamboat.
You warming up, any?
Yeah. As long as I keep swimming, I'll be all right.
Hey, I can touch bottom here.
So can I, Bill. I'm getting out, Bill. Feels good, but it's still awful cold.
You stay right where you are.
Bill.
Now, where'd he come from?
You know where I came from. You've been trailing me for 2 days.
Now, that ain't true.
You shut up and stand right there. I don't want to pull the trigger on you, but I will if you come a step closer.
What's this all about, young fella?
Yeah, you ain't nothing but a youngster. You got no call to be sticking a gun at a couple of lawmen.
Yeah, I know. I know all about you two lawmen. You sure must think I'm dangerous to send Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles after me.
But we ain't after you. You think we'd stop for a swim if we were chasing somebody?
I know who you are. You're the Panhandle Kid. The sheriff arrested you for the Wells Fargo holdup where the driver was shot.
I didn't do that. I told him I didn't, and they wouldn't believe me.
Well, now, it seems to me they found part of the stolen money in your saddlebags, kid.
Yeah, but I didn't put it there. I don't know how it got there. I told them, but they wouldn't believe me. They put me in jail, but I got away, and I ain't going back. You hear me? You or nobody else ain't taking me back. I didn't do it, and I ain't going to jail for it.
All right, now, Sonny, just calm down.
Don't call me Sonny. Don't try to climb out of that river.
Take it easy, Jingles. He's so scared he's liable to pull that trigger.
I ain't a killer, Marshal Hickok, or a hold-up man neither. But I'll shoot if I have to get away.
I think you would. How about talking this over?
No. All right. I know what I'm doing. I'm taking your horses and guns down the trail about 10 miles. I'll leave them tied there. It'll give me a head start so you'll never catch me.
Now, running away won't do you no good.
Yeah, tell that to the sheriff. He wouldn't listen to me. You get that? He wouldn't listen.
Yeah, we heard you.
All right, I'm leaving now. You stay right there in the water till I'm out of sight.
Bill, this is silly. Now I'm cold. I'm going after that little squirt.
Jingles.
I told you to stay there.
Yes, sir.
Get up there.
He means what he says, bud.
Yeah, that's what I found out. Well, it's cold in the water, but I ain't moving a step till he's clear out of sight.
Recognize that sound, Charlie?
Sounds like a hammer banging on an anvil. Am I close?
Well, closer than a cowpoke and a six-gun. That's how a smithy's shop sounds before a drive. And believe me, that's mighty sweet music to hear, too. Knowing your horse is shooed up right just before you hit the trail.
Well, Slim, that music's as familiar to me as...
Well, if you're fixing to say it's as familiar as Kellogg's Rice Krispies talk, Charlie, I'm going to beat you to it. Because that's the kind of talk I like best at breakfast. The way Rice Krispies go snap, crackle and pop when you pour on milk or cream. You know, that's their way of telling you how crisp they are.
And when you slice up a banana or add your favorite fruit to those crispy Rice Krispies, well, you've got yourself a breakfast dish that's hard to beat.
Well, you can't beat Rice Krispies, Wranglers. If you want a cereal that's downright good eating, one that speaks right up and tells you how crisp it is when you pour on milk or cream, one that stays crisp right down to the last spoonful.
That's right. So, why don't you Wranglers ask Mom to get you a box or two of Rice Krispies next time she's shopping? That's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world. Wild Bill and Jingles, swimming in the river, were confronted by the gun of a desperate young lad named the Panhandle Kid. He took their horses and guns and threatened to shoot them if they tried to capture him for an express robbery he said he didn't commit.
The Panhandle Kid figured this out pretty well, didn't he, Jingles?
He sure did. Took our horses and guns and left our saddles.
We have to hike 10 miles in the hot sun to get our horses, then ride bareback 10 miles to pick up the rest of our gear.
Yeah, and even if he left the horses where he said he would, still have half a day's head start on us.
Well, I think we'll find the horses in a minute now. Somehow I've got the feeling the kid was telling the truth.
I did too, Bill, but he was so doggone scared and desperate he gave me the willy. Hey, there's Buckshot and Joker right under that big old oak tree.
Yep, he tied the horses in the shade and hung our gun belts in the tree. That's just one more reason to make me think he's on the level. Just as soon as we're ready to travel again, we'll start looking into this express robbery and see what it's all about, Jingles.
You think maybe somebody else did the holdup and planted some of the money in the kid's saddlebag?
It's happened before, partner. Howdy there, Buckshot. Here we are.
Well, you sure do look good to me, Joker. I ain't walked 10 miles since I got left behind at a Sunday school picnic when I was 9 years old.
Well, you're through walking for a while, Jingles. Get your guns off that tree and let's hit the trail. We got a lot of riding to do from here on out.
Well, here comes the stage, Bill. Sure hope old Barney can tell us something.
Barney was driving the day it was held up, Jingle. He's the only one that saw the robbery.
Oh, hold up there. Howdy, Barney. Did you have a good trip? Fine, Jingle, fine. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Barney. Say, can we talk to you for a minute?
Sure, sure. Oh, now stand still now. Well, now that the sheriff's got the Panhandle Kid locked up tight, I don't reckon we'll have no more trouble with holdups. I guess you ain't heard yet, Barney.
Heard what?
The Panhandle Kid broke out of jail and escaped.
He did? Well, I'll be darned. I better look out for trouble next trip.
Why the next trip?
Because I'll be carrying another payroll for the Bluebird Mine. That's what he got from me the last time. Barney, you sure it was the Panhandle Kid that got that payroll? Sure, I'm sure. He was wearing a red shirt and riding a pinto horse just like the fella that struck me up. And the sheriff found part of the money in his saddlebag.
Yeah, I know him. Did you see his face?
Yeah, I saw it after they got him in jail. During holdup, though, he was wearing a bandana over his face.
Then you can't really be sure it was the same man.
What are you getting at, Marshal? Oh, we don't think the Panhandle Kid is the one that did it. Oh, Jingles, you ain't serious. Same horse, same description, caught him with some of the money, and, well, not only that, he used to work at the Bluebird Mine, knew when payday was and how they brought the money in.
I didn't know that, Barney. Maybe they had the right man after all. Who owns a Bluebird?
A fella right here in Santa Fe, name of Peter Clark. Oh, but he never goes near it. Manager is a young fella called Glazer. You'll find him out at the mine.
All right, thanks for the help, Barney. Come on, Jingles. I guess our next stop is a Bluebird Mine.
That's close enough, Spot. Oh, boy. Everybody else will be up at the mill at this time. Glazer ought to be alone in the office. Yeah, there he is. All right, Glazer, get him up.
Huh? Oh, well, if it isn't the Panhandle Kid.
Get away from the desk. I know you keep a gun in the drawer.
Well, of course, Kid. I'm not taking any chances with a desperate hold-up man like you.
All right, stand there while I talk to you.
No, I don't know what you want to talk about. You had a job here and you quit. Well, I sure ain't going to hire you back after what's happened.
I don't want a job. I want to know where the rest of that payroll money is.
The money, huh? Well, you should know. You're the one that stole it.
You know who stole that money, Glazer. You forget I worked here in the office. I used to help you with the books.
Not all the books.
No, just the set you kept for Mr. Clark in Santa Fe.
What do you mean?
Those books were all right, Glazer. But I'll bet you've got another set somewhere.
You're out of your mind. You're crazy.
Yeah, I was crazy at first. Scared when I was arrested. But after I got away, I got to thinking. And I got it all figured out.
I don't know what you're talking about, you little crook.
You're the crook. You were short in your books, the ones you kept hidden. You knew about the payroll and held up the stage. You wore a shirt like mine, rode a horse like mine, planted some of the money in my saddlebags. But you're the one that did it. You hear me, Glazer? You're the one that did it.
Shut up.
I won't shut up. I'm going to...
Little punk. Couldn't even shoot me when I jumped him. But he was smart enough to figure it out. Well, that'll be all he'll ever figure out. Nobody will ever see the Panhandle Kid again, and they'll just figure the bandit escaped for good. Come on, wake up, smart boy.
Wake up.
I want you to see what's going to happen to you. Yeah, that's better.
Ooh, what?
Made a mistake, didn't you?
Glazer? Glazer, what are you going to do?
I'm going to kill you. With your own gun. You know too much.
No, don't. Hey, wait a minute.
Now what?
Look who's coming up the trail.
Huh?
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. I never thought I'd be glad to see them.
Thank you.
What do you expect to find at the mine, Bill?
I don't know exactly, Jingles, but Blazier, the manager, is the only man besides the kid who knew about the payroll money.
Well, let's stop in the office and see what we can find out.
Jingles, that shot came from the office. Get up there, Buckshot!
Up, Joker! What's going on here, anyhow?
Hey, look over there. A Pinto horse.
Pinto? Bill, that's the Panhandle kid.
Could be, Jingles.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. Why'd that crazy kid come back here, Bill?
I don't know. Careful now.
Bill, it's a kid.
Bill? Jingles? I'm shot.
Who did it, kid?
At the back door. Get him.
Billy's passed out.
Let me look out the back.
Slim, you savvy some Mexican talk, don't you? What's a mesa?
Well, Charlie, mesas are pretty common out where I come from. They're big, flat-topped rock formations with steep sides. Their squat tops reminded someone, I reckon, of a table. Mesa is the Mexican word for table.
Table, huh? Mm-hmm. Of course, when I think of table, I think of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Say, I wonder how you'd say snap, crackle, and pop south of the border.
You got me stumped there, Charlie, but I can tell you one thing. Kellogg's Rice Krispies speak everyone's language. Soon as you pour on the milk or cream, Rice Krispies speak right up with their merry little snap, crackle, and pop to tell you how crisp they are. And everyone who's ever eaten a spoonful of Rice Krispies know that they taste even better than they sound. Right, Charlie?
That crisp goodness of Rice Krispies gets my vote every time. And when you put fresh or frozen fruit over this talking cereal, your mouth will water that much more. Rice Krispies, delicious.
Well, partners, if you didn't sit down to a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies this morning, why not have Mom lasso you a large-sized box the next time she's in the grocery store? That way your whole family can enjoy the crispest, tastiest, mouth-wateringest breakfast they ever set a spoon to. That's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles, attempting to clear the name of the Panhandle Kid, found that a trail of clues led to the Bluebird Mine and its manager, Glazer. When they got to the office, they found the kid had reached there before them and been shot by Glazer.
Did you get him, Bill?
No, he ducked into that stamp mill. You see what you can do for the kid, Jingles. I'm going up there after him.
Bill, don't you go getting in that... Doggone it, he's gone. He never does listen to me. Well, I better see what I can do for the kid. Oh, now that's not so bad. Just a little old shoulder wound. I'll take care of that all right.
What happened?
Well, he's waking up. Now take it easy, kid.
I'm all right. Oh, hello, Jingles. Where's Wild Bill?
He went on up to the stamp mill after the sidewinder that went out the back door.
That's Glazer. Look out for him.
Yeah, Glazer'd better look out for Wild Bill. Now, you just hold still while I get at that shoulder of yours.
Don't worry about me. I want that Glazer. Go help Wild Bill get him.
Bill can do all right by himself.
But
now.
Jingles, Glazer's the one that did the robbery. Get him and I can prove I'm innocent. I swear I can.
Well, Bill and me never said you was guilty. Why, we weren't even trailing you that day you caught us in swimming.
What? You mean that?
Sure I mean it. Wild Bill Hickok never went after anybody or arrested anybody unless he could prove they were guilty. Sometimes he drives me loco with his dad blame proof.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta go help him.
Now you just lie still there. I got this shoulder just about patched.
But Jingles?
But nothing. Now the best thing you can do is to take it easy. As long as you're all right, I can go see if Bill needs any help.
Don't you worry about me. You get up there with Wild Bill and hurry.
Well, this must be the place. Both of them are inside there with all that machinery. Well, I might as well go in.
Jingles, get out!
I'm down. Where are you, Bill?
Over here behind the boiler. Watch out for him. He's a killer.
What's he on the prod about?
He knows he's trapped. He's over there behind that big machine.
Yeah, I'm here, all right. Anybody that comes in after me is a dead lawman.
Bill, we gotta smoke him out of there. Panhandle Kid says Glazer's the one that done the robbery and the shooting.
That's what I figured. Can he prove it?
He says he can.
All right, let's get this weasel.
I said stay where you are.
We heard you, but we don't take any orders from the likes of you. Bill, how do we get him? Bill, answer me. Bill! Oh, what happened? Did he get you with that last one? Bill!
I'm right here, partner.
Oh, Bill Hickok, you like to scare me to death. Now, don't you never do that again.
Quiet now and listen. You see that big handle over there?
Yeah, what about it?
That shuts off the machinery. You give me a few seconds to sneak along this wall, then pull that handle.
What good will it do?
As soon as the machine stops, he'll start shooting in your direction. You shoot back till I can jump him from behind. All right. Good luck.
Good luck, he says. All I have to do is pull the handle and start dodging bullets.
Well, how about it? You coming after me or are you afraid?
We're not afraid of any ground squirrels like you, Glazer. We'll grab you when we're good and ready.
That'll be a long time from now.
It will not. It's gonna be right now.
Hey, who shot off the machines?
I did. What about it? Get him, Bill.
Hurry up, Jingles.
I'm coming, Bill.
Would you let go of me? You grab his gun before I shoot one of us.
Now give me that. You need any more help, Bill?
Not now, Jingles. There.
Ooh-wee. He won't wake up till about 10 minutes after sundown, Bill. You really smacked him.
He made me mad, Jingles. Any crook that commits a crime then tries to hang it on somebody like the Panhandle Kid is about 2 steps lower than a snake.
This Jasper sure made a lot of mistakes, Bill. First the robbery, then trying to get the kid blamed for it. Then he made the biggest mistake of his whole life. He got Wild Bill Hickok mad.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Monday, we're going to tell you the story of a little fellow who almost led Wild Bill and Jingles to their downfall.
You mean little Digby Dean guy?
He's the one.
Woo-wee! I remember that when we call it the Daring of Digby Dean.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Open your mouth and shut your eyes. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, there's a grand surprise. Yes, with Variety Pack, you get all your favorite Kellogg cereals, 10 generous servings, each individually packaged, fresh to you. You can take your pick of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and many other kinds. Open your mouth and shut your eyes. When you choose from Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll get a grand surprise. Get Kellogg's Variety Pack today. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Eddie Firestone and Ken Christie. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!